The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, when we walk to the Ed Sheeran show, does a rap, R&B, and everything we know. From hip hop, beats to soulful flow, we dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh, fuck the music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life with goals. Right here on Ed Sheeran, the story unfolds.
Ed Sheeran's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Hey, listen.
Music, culture, and a whole lot more.
Yo, 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 welcome to a new day. This is me, Anthony Taylor, and you are tuned in to the Ant Taylor Show on your favorite radio station. You know what I'm saying? Give you and your favorite radio station a round of applause for being here, and I especially want to thank you for taking the time out to sit with Ant Taylor. Studio call-in line is area code 415-745-2742. That's 415-745-2742. I'm Anthony Taylor. Give me a call. If I don't answer, it is because I thought you were a bill collector. And if I think you are a bill collector, please collect elsewhere because I ain't answering.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Did you see how ASAP Rocky, or ASAP Rocky, jumped? I mean, this dude did like open arm, like leap, like triathlon jump in court when he was found not guilty. I ain't never seen a man fly like that. Well, actually, I did. Did you see the one where this guy tried to like go ahead and get the judge, and he was like on some R. Kelly, I can believe you can fly stuff. I mean, dude. Like, took to the air, and before you know it, he was like, you know, believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Like, the greatest American hero. Some of you will not remember that show, but that was a great, great show. Anyway, today is going to be hot. We got Savannah, Georgia, music artist, Eric Vibes in the house. Eric Vibes is a R&B singer, and let me tell you, the boy is good.
That boy is good. God damn, that boy can sing. He good.
And we're going to do a nice extensive interview. He's going to sit through the whole show with us. It's going to be good. And also, I'm joined by Miss Nicole Adrian, who actually we do a podcast together called The Nicole Adrian Show. Y'all go check that out. You know what I mean? Nicole Adrian, I'm like her co-host. You know what I mean? I'm the producer of the show, but, you know, I be chiming in and all that stuff. And we're going to have a good time here today. I'm going to play a little Nicole's music right now, actually. And then we're going to get into this Eric Vibes interview, and we're going to get real ignorant up in here. You know what I'm saying? Real, real ignorant. This is the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you. Let's get it.
Tonight.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Aunt Taylor Show. I'm Aunt Taylor, and today we got a special guest, Eric Vibes, coming out of Savannah, Georgia. We're talking about his latest songs and projects and just getting into a little bit, Eric Vibes. Put your hands together for Eric Vibes. Eric, welcome to the show.
Yo, thank you so much, man. What's up?
What's up with you, my man? What's up with you, man? Glad to finally speak with you. I came across Eric's profile on Instagram, and this guy is very, very talented, very interesting artist. And I thought that the Aunt Taylor Show audience might want to know a little bit more about him. And Eric, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. We're going to get into a few questions, though, just to, you know, get the audience a little bit more background about you. If I may, I want to know, for those who might be new to your music, how would you describe your sound and style?
My sound and style, I do R&B. I would say I do contemporary R&B, like, and I don't think that I don't know. I really always stumble at this question. I just made music, but you know, my roots are in R&B, and I feel like damn it, anything that I make would probably be R&B. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I listened to some of your music, and I gotta say it's real good. It's real good. One song I liked in particular was Ooh-wee.
You like that?
That was nice. Nice thought process of like when you came up with that song, man. What was going through the mind of Eric Vibes?
That's my next single. I haven't dropped that yet. It's not even mastered or nothing like that. You heard like it's just a kind of a rough draft that I threw together. But Ooh Yeah is, you know, I'm from Savannah. So we kind of Geechee Gullah out here a little bit. And so, you know, Ooh Yeah is like, it's like, oh, dang. Like, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a slang. Like, it's like something that we say. Like, so I just figured, like, you know, I do like to play around in my music so you don't know where I'm from. But I feel like, you know, if you know the accent, you know I'm from somewhere by some water or whatever, because New Orleans people talk kind of similar. So I always try to put like Easter eggs in there that let you know, like, you know, I maybe could code switch, I could sound like I'm from here, I could do this, but I'm from, or, you know, I may put some lyrics together and people may think I'm just not from, I'm not Southern. So I always try to put something in there that shows that I am Southern.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a good vibe.
Yeah, and you know, that song is just like when you see somebody, when you see a girl at a party at the club or something, it's just instant, and it's like, oh my God, like, how can I spend the rest of my life with you type of feeling? You know, stuff that you get when, you know, it may not end too good, but it's always, you know, it's always that.
Yeah,
so no. I wanted to capture that emotion, you know.
I feel you. So I kind of jumped ahead because I was excited to talk about that song, but let me
I'm
just
happy you did, man.
Yeah, well, me too, but let me backtrack a little bit. How did you get started in music? I mean, what made you pursue this?
So I always did music growing up, man. Like, I come from just growing up in church and always being a part of something that had some type of music in it. And so I wrote songs forever, and I would record them on my MacBook. And, you know, I went to prison when I was like 18. And so, like, I wrote songs in there, and I would always be in the cypher in there. And when I got out, I rode in college, and I became a truck driver, and I still wrote songs, but I never released them until I did Problem Child. It was like a Black Lives Matter anthem. And I decided that was going to be my first song back in 2015, 16. And I shot a music video for it. And it kind of just showed me that I could do this if I took it serious. So, you know, I'm self-funded. Everything, like, everything you see is me. Like, I've always paid for it. And I've been learning as I go. And so, you know, I just kind of write what I want. And I find a way to see if I will put it out. And, you know, my process is a little longer, but, you know, I like it. I can afford it. And, you know, ain't nobody telling me what to do. at the moment. So
exactly,
I'm cool with it.
So
yeah,
can we tap in on the process a little bit? It's like, what comes first for you? Lyrics, melody, or the vibe, or a feeling, or an emotion?
It really depends, though. Like, it really depends on the mood that I'm in. Like, sometimes I'm in a mood and emotion, and I'm like, I'm making a song that says this. And my spirit is just, you know, the source is just giving me something that says, yes, we making a song that says this. And it just works out that way. Sometimes, a lot of times where I find my, what I really like to do, sometimes is just the mumbling thing that turns into words. It's more phonetic. Mm-hmm. That is something that I like to do too. It's many ways. I don't really stick to one way, but at the end of the day, I use whatever tools I can to get it out, you know, to get it on wax, like to get the emotion out. So it's not really finished until, because I could just do a filler word. So yeah, I would say just melody. Melody is solid, low key. You know, for me, I definitely go with that first to play with my tone. And yeah, then I'll go to the lyrics. But sometimes I come in it with like with an intention of what I want this to sound like.
Gotcha. Okay, so basically you have a number of ways of attacking the song. And but what I heard, the end result is amazing, and the music combined with the singing ability, is it like you, so? Your style is actually very different. I haven't been able to put my finger exactly on, you know what I mean, two words to describe it. How would you describe it? You know, your singing style or your. Is it in the
I mind? Don't.
Uh-huh.
I pull from a lot of guys that like my mom would watch. Like, I can't. It's really a shame that I can't even name them right now.
Mm-hmm.
But a few people that I would say. My sound is more like where I pull from. It's like Sam Cooke, in a way. Harry Belafonte, you know, Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay, so you're like, taking it back.
I kind of blend that with things that I could do, you know, without sounding too much like somebody else. Like, I want to sound like when you hear this, that you know this is me.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, dang, man. I mean, that is some serious names you just dropped. A lot of the audience won't even, you know what I mean, know some of them people. Sam Cooke and
you know,
Sammy
you
Davis.
You got Usher, you got Chris Brown.
Right.
You know, I like listening to guys like that, but I kind of stop really there unless somebody really reminds me of something from there. But like right now, I kind of try not to even listen to a lot of anything. Sometimes, unless it's just forced upon me, you know, like if you go in my last listen, like I've been listening to a lot of Bon Iver for the last few days, and it's these two. I've been listening to a lot of El Mean, Florence and the Machine, and I worked out today the two songs, and they're from Ariana Grande, like.
Hey man, it take all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It take all
it was
types.
The same two songs for a whole hour. Like,
wow.
It's just, yeah. But I like. I don't know. I think that I don't want to pick up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. it's just Artemis song too. I like the way you kiss me.
Oh yeah, that's cool though. Yeah, that's nice.
I mean,
yeah, that little beat go to. Yeah. Hey, so let me ask you this. So being an artist, right? Beside you basically going out there and you kind of putting your blockers up to make sure that you're not changing, you know, getting influenced by what's going on today, but you want to retain like all the stuff that you've drawn on from everywhere, from all these other sources. What's been the biggest challenge for you as an artist so far?
You know, I think actually learning the business and, like, you know, being just prepped on what opportunities look like and what aren't opportunities are scaling that business, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's a level of independence where you get into it, where you stop looking at it logically. Like, I think on your first endeavor, you may look at it like, okay, I got to pay for this, I got to do this, I got to do that. But I think every independent artist faces a reality that still isn't enough. And then we start looking for, because this may be your first business, you know, and you don't know what phase you're in, right? Like, maybe you are in custom acquisition or whatever, or you just, whatever these things are, they're not labeled like they would be in a different business. And they're not, it's not, everybody just claims to have the big secret. Like, it's really like a movie in real life.
Exactly.
For everybody.
Exactly.
Like, it's really like, it's not real. And so, yeah, everybody claims to have, like, the mask. Like, everybody claims to have the ring. And it's like these people are selling you services, and it's like, it's just crazy. And so I think being patient and just kind of going through those things that don't end up so well, I think you just learn. I don't really look at them as struggles. I don't know. I think I didn't start doing music because I wanted to make, like, I saw it as a way to make a lot of money. I didn't start doing music because I saw it as a way to quickly make a lot of money. I started doing music because I had something to say. And, you know, I just decided to keep it like that. So I don't really consider them struggles anymore. I think I've kind of grown past just needing that outside validation, for real.
Better off solo. Never been so low. Before I get cold, I leave you alone. Better off solo. Trust myself no more. Playing jump rope for hearts. Gotta be your favorite sport. Highest in my music and call that support. I know that shit was eating at my core. But you don't even see what's wrong. I'm better off solo. Being with you feels so low. I could do bad by my solo. Get from around me, leave me alone. Better off solo. Never been so low. Before I get cold, I leave you alone. Better off solo. Never been so low. Before I get cold, I leave you alone. You gon' have to stand on what you said to me. Steadfast concrete, a statue of liberty. Thought you had the maturity, you ain't even got the acuity. But hey, that's my fault. Not gonna relapse, won't give in to withdrawals. I said it was my fault. I let you scar my heart. Mm-mm. I'm better off solo. Being with you feels so low. I could do bad by my solo. Get from around me, leave me alone. Better off solo. Never been so low. Before I get cold, I leave you alone. I'm better off solo. Never been so low. Before I get cold, I leave you alone. Better off solo. Never been so low. Before I get cold, I leave you alone.
solo. Never been so low. Before I get cold, I'd leave you alone.
Hello?
Deep Cuts, Rakim speaking.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How could I help you?
Okay, so I was calling because I love your barber shop, but my ex-boyfriend has an appointment with you guys next week. I was wondering if you can ruin his hairline because he cheated on me.
You serious? Hello?
Huh?
Like, this is why you called? Like, honestly, I don't know if this is a prank phone call, but I don't have nothing to do with your boyfriend troubles. I can't do nothing for you.
No, I'm being really serious. He cheated on me, and it hurts.
Y'all make mistakes here and there. Like, sometimes I cheat. It's a mistake. Like, get over it.
But he had 3 secret baby mamas on me.
I mean, ma'am, he tried to keep it a secret. Like, you gotta at least, like, give him some credits for that, you know? Hello?
But, like, all 3 Hello? Of them also jumped me.
They what?
They jumped me.
Well, why they jump you? Like, what do you take accountability for? Like, what you do? People just don't jump people for no reason. Like, what you do?
But, like, he also hit me, too.
That don't make him a bad person. I'm like, come on now. I mean, you still breathing, ain't you?
With his car.
Wow. Well, look, man, like, maybe you should call the police. Like, I'm not going to make this man look like George Jefferson for you. I'm sorry.
What if I pay you, like, $15,000 from the car insurance?
How much?
$15,000.
What's his name?
All right, all right, all right. Let's get back to the interview with Eric Vibes. You had mentioned something about people selling things. Were you referring to like these platforms that say they'll make your songs hot or that kind of stuff? Or what exactly were you?
It's on every level of it. Like when it's so many instances where as an artist you are buying like just promo packages, and that depends on what you need at the time or what you think you need at the time. It could go all the way from promo packages for ads to, you know, street promo to opening for people on tours, you know, radio. It could be all that. And it's hard to differentiate between the legit ones and the real ones. Plus, especially if you're not educated on how to run a business or how to raise money for a business, which is what you initially are doing at first, like this, you know what I mean? Like it's just all the way around a bad thing, because then you get all these people who have messed up in this business speaking about it in a negative way. And it's like, there's no option to learn for real, because you cannot differentiate like the hood putting you on versus payola or just marketing, because I don't even know what payola is, because like at low key, like what will come with Spotify, like those, like you feel me, the stealing of the records and all that will find a way. Like payola is mm-hmm. a thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. Once you digitize, of course, like duh. Like what the, y'all just thought that, you know what I'm saying? Like it's literally the same thing. And we sit and look at it as like head on, as like, oh, all these things are happening. But if we was to just talk to them like the government would talk to them, oh, in your business, these things have just happened and you just had people stealing or people creating artists like Microwave and being able to do payola. What's that guy named that with the rainbows in his teeth? And I actually enjoy watching him tell it, but people still will not believe him.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It is. It's bananas.
And it's really like, yeah. So I think that in a way, like, do you want to, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what, do you want to be a part of something like that? Like, or do you just want to make music? And, you know, I find a way to monetize on my way. But all of that ain't really, it ain't worth doing all that. But yeah, people just scam, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of taking advantage. You know, I mean, the record labels used to take advantage of the artists. Now it seems like all these digital companies have replaced the record labels and they're doing the advantage taking. You know what I mean? So it just kind of left.
Yeah, they got, but then like they got too, though. You know what I mean? The label got, I mean, maybe they didn't on the back end, but on the front end, they kind of got.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's like everybody got thing. It's just what they do around here.
Yeah, so that's the in thing right now. Everybody
I think it's always been a thing, though. It's a thing. Like, it's just a thing. Like,
so,
and then when you get into it, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just going to, just on that subject, it's like, so you know what I was telling people at one point, like on Spotify and things like that, since they don't exactly sell your music, just put like a 1-minute version of your song on there. Use it like as a business card. If people like your song enough, they'll go somewhere where they can find the full copy, whether it be on your website.
I don't know, man. You know. I'm not about to force people to, like, I'm not going to be the guy to do that right now.
I mean,
like, I'm all for that.
I feel you.
I feel like maybe in like an album or something, or when, but like right now I'm working on just putting my stuff out and sharing my art. And we gonna, you know what I mean? Like, I do think that's a great idea, though. But like I said, I'm not really, from the music, like, I don't really mind giving that. Like, if most people use Spotify.
A hustler is anybody that gets up every single day and figures out a way to make good for themselves in this society. Hustlers, anybody who has the drive to make something happen for themselves. It so happened for us being in the street, hustlers meant that we had to find a different way because there were no jobs available, you know, the school system shot.
Work, in my sleep I be hustling, income doubling, keep my name bubbling. Word, non-stop I be chasing it, so even if I ever lose money, I'm replacing it. I got 3 young heirs to the throne, preparing for the future, I gotta bring it home. Every verse, every show, every video shot is one step closer to that number one spot. I was damn near exhausted, feeling like I lost it. Sat down, formulated thoughts and enforced it. Came up with a plan, stuck to the regiment. Architecture, precise with the measurement. My ears closed to doubters and non-believers. Pay close attention to winners over achievers. If I don't do it, then it won't get done. If you're looking for a W, you won't get one. I'm a mover, shaker, money maker, paper, all-time record breaker. Motivate you to take 40 acres. On the grind, about to pull another caper. Mover, shaker, money maker, paper, all-time record breaker. Motivate you to take 40 acres. On the grind, about to pull another caper. Work harder than the next man will. Continue his grind, I just can't stand still. Work, cause them bills need paying. I'm doing doubles and overtime with no delaying. Jukes never had a lazy bone in his body. The price of my metaphor is the same as a Maserati. And I don't go down on the price, cause you ain't got the bread, man, you better get it right. I know my worth and then I add 20. Invest it, then act like I ain't never had money. The rich stay rich, watch Russ get richer. All about family, Antoine Fisher. Roll up a swisher, platinum gelato. Playing all my hits on a platinum Serato. If I don't do it, then it won't get done. If you're looking for a W, you won't get one. I'm a mover, shaker, money maker, paper. Record breaker, motivate you to take 40 acres. On the grind, about to pull another caper. Mover, shaker, money maker, paper. All time record breaker, motivate you to take 40 acres. On the grind, about to pull another caper.
So while you're sleeping, while you're being entertained, I'm beating on my craft.
Welcome back to the Ann Taylor Show, and I have in the house with me from the Nicole Adrian Show, Ms. Nicole Aladrian is in the house. Put your hands together. Oops, that's the wrong one. Put your hands together for Nicole. What's up, Nicole? How you doing?
Yeah, goddamn, it's how you introduce me. Hi, everybody.
What's the
word? So excited to be on the show again with my bestest, one of my bestest, most closest friends in the whole wide world. And Taylor, thanks so much for having me on.
That's it. He is I and I am him. So
yes, sir, you are.
What we got, Nicole, this week, I would like for you to share some of your intellect on some things that I've been listening to and hearing and enjoying. And this segment we call Out of Pocket or Not. Let's take a listen to this first one.
So y'all, please help me understand this. My lights got turned off. So I called my baby's father and asked him if he could get my lights turned on for me. He said no, because I have a husband and that's his responsibility. How is that his responsibility to pay my lights to get turned back on after they get turned off? Like, you have kids that stay here. You don't care about your kids? I understand that I have a husband, granted, don't beat me up over it, but we fell on hard times. So as my baby's father, I feel like you're supposed to pick up the slack. So you rather for your kids be in the dark than to help your baby mother get her lights turned back on? What if I didn't have a husband? Would you have helped me then? These men is crazy. Sir, help me get my lights turned on. Don't worry about my husband. He's doing what he's supposed to do as a man. As my baby daddy, you should be helping me.
So what do you think? She wants her baby's daddy. It gotta be a baby's daddy to pay to get the lights on while her husband is doing enough already, so he don't have to worry about
you
that.
Out of pocket. Out of pocket. I'ma just say you out of pocket.
Instantaneously, huh?
Yeah, you out of pocket because if you're, first of all, you got a husband. Okay. So I get it. Maybe y'all falling against hard times, but you have a husband. The father of her children understands that, hey, that is not my job. Okay. That's your husband's job. It's both of y'all in the household. So especially under marriage. So I just think that's out of pocket because you're saying that this man is doing everything he's supposed to do. Well, if he is, then why are y'all? I'm not saying y'all not supposed to come upon hard times because that happens, right? I'm not judging. But if he, you just say y'all having hard times, but then he's doing everything he wants to do, he's supposed to do. You're contradicting yourself, first off. Okay. If the man is doing everything he's supposed to do, then y'all wouldn't be in hard times where y'all can't pay the bill. You get it? The only thing the baby daddy's supposed to be doing is making sure he takes care of them children. Okay, if he's sending child support or he's taking care of him financially, he's done his part already. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I don't know if that's a part of it, but if he's already doing that, then he's doing his part. Now, if he's not, that's another story, okay? I don't know. She didn't mention all that. But no, it is not his responsibility to, it would have been a nice gesture. Could he have done that for the sake of his children? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do feel like he could. I mean, some men would say, hey, well, I don't want my children to be in the dark, and he may step in, right? So I'm not saying he's right or wrong for not stepping in, but on a marriage, when it comes to marriage, from a biblical standpoint, he is only honoring and respecting God's word. You're not supposed to step in there and do no stuff like that. So maybe the baby father just like, no, that's not my responsibility. You feel me? That's on your husband. So I think she was out of pocket for that.
The way I operate, if I had a lady, even if she was remarried and my kids were sitting in the dark, I would be a part of the solution.
Right.
So as a dad,
I understand, like, yeah, I get, that's why I said from that standpoint, I do understand, like, some men would, because of my children, but if you paying child support and you've already, you know, you're doing your part, and you know, not only y'all got a income coming in, but you also get money from the baby's father. You need to be more responsible. You're not prioritizing your priorities first. You know, sometimes we're not prioritizing what we need to prioritize, because your rent, your mortgage, and your bills are supposed to be first. Everything else is second. Even if you don't have no money left over, you make sure you take care of what's important first.
Absolutely.
And sometimes people don't do that. So I'm not saying, I don't know the whole situation, and I do understand, because, you know, that would be like a parent's thing to do, right? Like, okay, a parent who love their children, I get it. And so it's I'm a little bit more like, I get that part of it. But then he's not really obligated as far as the, she has a husband.
Exactly.
She does have a husband.
Exactly. So young lady,
I'm a little,
you out of pocket. Way out of pocket.
Why is it always the puppies wanting the thick, big girls? Okay. Like, I don't understand, sir. I don't trust that you can handle this. You cannot throw me around. What is the scientific? It's always the skinny guys that want a big woman. I want a big dog, okay? I don't want to feel like I'm going to crush you. I want you, in fact, to crush me.
I know that's right, girl. I ain't mad at you.
A big girl doesn't like a little skinny twerp-like dude pushing up on her, is what she said.
She's not wrong for that. That's her preference.
Exactly.
If that's what she feels, she is not wrong for that. That's what she wants.
Exactly.
She wants a man who can that's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, she's, to me, she is definitely in pocket. You know what
yes,
I mean?
That's
she,
her preference.
Yeah.
Everybody don't like the same thing. She might have experienced that and say, well, they can't handle me. She, you know what I'm saying? They cannot handle it. Obviously, if she's saying that, she must have experience in that. She knows she don't want it, because if they could handle it, maybe she would be okay with a smaller man, you know?
Yeah.
She obviously see like they can't handle all this, and hey, she not wrong for that.
Yeah, I feel
like some small men can handle it. You know what I'm saying? So we can't say all.
Yeah,
shit,
I think
that's
that,
her preference.
You know, I think that she is being honest. You know what I mean? I think
she's
being honest.
With it. She wants somebody. She needs a little bit more than what they, you know, skin and bones. She don't want no little tiny men. That's her preference. So she is completely in pocket. She is not wrong for that.
pounds, and maybe that'll change her. I don't think so. I think she still would like, she's attracted to what she's attracted to despite her size, probably.
I really don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can't answer that question, but that's kind of the slap to the face that basically they're just saying, hey, you need to lose weight. That's just a backhanded compliment. It's like they're trying to say, like, they're being disrespectful when they say that. Because not once did she say, talk about anything about weight loss. She didn't say anything about that. So for them to come in the comments to say that, I think that's out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because that has nothing to do with what she said. She said, as a bigger woman, okay, she didn't say nothing about, oh, if I were smaller. She never mentioned that. So that's just disrespectful, I think, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. 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 All right. So she's very much like we both agree that she's very much in pocket with that. So I got another one for you. This one's really interesting. Take a listen to this one.
Okay.
And do you think men should see us in our natural state before they get in a real relationship with us?
Whenever I've heard a man say, let me see what you look like with no makeup. Let me see what you look like without the hair. I feel that that man is telling you that he does not have the money to finance your beauty upkeep. Don't come over here thinking that I'm going to go to Sephora and get you some makeup. So I need to see you without all that, because I want to strip you of all that, because I ain't got it. When a man says that to you, he wants to strip you of everything. He doesn't want you to have the thought process of maintaining yourself.
Now that I'm not a woman, but I can't get behind that theory. Do you support that, or what do you think?
Oh yeah, I got a couple things to say. First and foremost, I'm duality on this one. I'm gonna go a little bit on both sides, okay? Now, for one, I'm gonna say that some men, when they say that, she's completely valid about that, right? Maybe they can't afford, or they don't want to pay for the upkeep. You get it? They don't want to invest in the things that's going to make you look and feel beautiful as a woman, okay? That can be true, okay? That can be true, okay? But that's not always the case. It could be this, okay? Some men, they want to know what you really look like. Okay, let's start there, okay? Okay, there's nothing wrong with that because he may not be attracted to you without all that. Would take the makeup off and then he want to see you in your natural state. I don't feel like that's wrong at all. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Either way, it's not wrong. It's just that maybe he just can't afford you. Some men ain't got it. They just don't have the means to do that. They don't, okay? They just don't have that kind of money to afford on top of everything else to spend money on your weaves and your hair getting done or you going to the shop and your nails and your makeup. They just don't have that kind of money because that gets expensive. You know what I'm saying? That gets into hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars depending on the woman and what she likes. Hair bundles and all that can go into the thousands of dollars. Nails, we know that's hundreds of dollars a month. Makeup, it depends if it's high-end or not. That can get through it. Is expensive. So, but to just say that, oh, all men just can't afford it. No, that's not always the case. Okay. Some men, they want to know how you look without all that because he may not be attracted to you at that point. And that's not wrong for that. If I was a man, I would want to know too. Like, hold on, how do you look? You get it? No man is wrong for that. You can't expect a man to, because you're not going to always look like that. You feel me? Maybe that's how you looked at the time, but that man might see you without all that and be like, damn, you're more beautiful, right? Or damn, I don't even like the way you look. He's not wrong for that. You got to be real, because if you always got to hide yourself, there's something wrong with that as well. You should be able to show yourself, right? You should not have a problem with showing that man that, because that's your authentic self. That don't mean you got to walk around natural with no makeup, or you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? But you do need to show him who you really are. So I think it's both sides, right? And I think that people can relate to that. It's not always, it could be he just really want to know what you look like without all that. He wants to know if he's still attracted to you.
I think it's more of that. I mean, I think
it's more of that than anything else. Yeah. But some men, they can't afford it. Then we can go another way. We can add a third nuance here. It could be that a lot of men, they don't want you to look that beautiful because they don't want, they have an issue within themselves and they don't want you to, they have a self-esteem issue where they don't want to lose you to another man. So they feel like the less you look good, you're not going to attract people, which that don't really work because men gonna want you if you look because you look good. I can go outside with no makeup, nothing, and I still attract men. You get what I'm saying? I have the other things that I'm doing.
Who you a fool for this? Who you a fool for this?
Kind. Let her cook. Let me cook. I ain't never gave no. Fell out with them. We ain't never making up. Back for everything I ever lost, I'm on the mission.
Let's go.
We turned the whole house into a booth. We in the kitchen. Let her cook.
Woo.
Big Low come through frying.
Hey.
Let her cook.
Okay.
Too much cake out bow.
Oh God.
Let her cook. All these sauce I'm trying.
Woo.
Let me cook. Big Low come through shut down. I'm bringing. Zap. Run up on it that you want, I'm swinging balls out. If them ain't bad as gloating, put them out. Got my ankles on your shoulder, or them toes out.
Let's keep it.
And got a little fatter, now these little matter.
Okay.
Head done got a little better, I don't even think that matter. Talking like she gangs, she don't really want no M. These come walk a mile and need your bitch, you saying.
I'm kind.
I ain't gon' cry no hunt, I ain't gon' cry no rape either. I got my own cake, you ain't gon' make me wait either.
Yeah.
My ever cheat on me, I bet we break even. Still my bet he can't leave me. Never gave it, I ain't never gave no. Fell out with them, we ain't never making up. Back for everything I ever lost, I'm on the mission.
Let's go.
We turned the whole house into a booth, we in the kitchen. Let her cook.
All right. Let's get back to the interview with Eric Vibes.
But I also know a lot of people use these platforms.
Yeah, they do. They do use Spotify.
You know.
And generally speaking, like, I don't, you know, I understand if someone doesn't want to do it, but I start thinking that platforms that sell, like, you know, iTunes or Apple Music, then they get your whole song because you have a potential now of selling the whole song as opposed to somebody who... the first 999 streams you don't even get paid on, you know what I mean, with Spotify,
right?
Or whatever. But I'm not against Spotify, so Spotify lawyers, please don't contact me again.
No,
for the second time.
I agree, but I feel like the issue is so much bigger than like fighting them on that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like we have to be fighting a different way, something like. There has to be something else we have to do first, I feel. And I think it's coming, you know? I don't think it's not going to come.
Yeah, I mean, I think change always comes. It's like your boy Sam.
One person that do it.
Sam Cooke says some change going to come. You know what I mean? But I think that it's if artists move more toward how it was before when you actually had to sell yourself, I think they'll be better off. If you had your own website where people can come to you, listen to your music, and of course they're not going to come in the millions, but at least you can get some qualified sales of product. You know what I mean?
I agree.
You know, I don't support not using those other guys because if you know what I mean? I do think that, you know, the Spotify's and things like that are important. I just think that they just got us all, any artist, they got us like, you know, by the, you know what's, you know what I mean? And that's not exactly a fun place to be.
Right. No, I agree. But like, you know, we have to plan that, like, it can happen. Which is, it's crazy because, like, as a people, I feel like we don't know how powerful we really are because, like, it could happen overnight. But
yeah, definitely.
We all can't get on the same page.
No, I mean, if you grew up in any hood, like a lot of us have, I learned when I was about 15 or 16 years old, I looked around and I said, before Too Short even made that song, I don't know if you know the song, the money in the ghetto, but there is money in the ghetto. But the problem is people either don't see it or they can't come together enough to take control of that money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know, that's what programming do though.
Absolutely. Real talk.
It programs.
Real talk. So, you know.
Program. Yeah, that's just the program, man. It's just, you know, we just have to be better teachers and work with our the people we connected to that may be programmed to help undo it for the same way people in our lives did it for us. You can't force it.
Had to do it to him, yeah, had to do it to him. Hey, woo woo woo. Yeah, I'm pulling up smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him. Yeah, I'm pulling up smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him. Had to do it to him, it was mandatory. I get racks for my performance. Every time I'm coming different, I'm not into being normal. From the west, I wear swarmer. Everywhere, across the border. Yeah, I had to do it big. Had to do the enormous. Really, I ain't had a choice. Had to make a point. I be with my members, and no, you cannot join. This ain't a reveal. Baby, I'm the boy. I'm everywhere, you can't avoid. Yeah, I'm pulling up smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him. Yeah, I'm pulling up smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him.
It's over, it's over. Game over. Now I'm celebrating another win. I keep them hella hating. When I'm on, better let it be. I got that champion pedigree. I came from the town, speeding on the bridge with the top down. Top down. 63 with the mode on sport.
Smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him. Yeah, I'm feeling smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him.
Let the counselor speak. I had to do it, they knew it. If it's a crowd, I'ma move it. Wake them up, yeah, I do it. Right now, I'm off of the fluid. We don't take no losses, no L's. Just W's like hotels. Bounce back like a trampoline if all else fails. Already expected, they know it. Every time I step in the house, I stay dipped in something they can't pronounce. I do it plus. You can find me at Miller and Lux. I'm a season ticket holder, courtside. I do
it
tough.
Yeah, I'm pulling up smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him. Yeah, I'm pulling up smooth, had to do it to him. Hit him with the 1-2, had to do it to him. Now I'm finna act a fool, had to do it to him. Feeling like I can't lose, had to do it to him.
Welcome back to the Ann Taylor Show. This is Ann Taylor, man. You know, I'm just sitting here chilling like I always do. Hey, thank you for being with me today. I really appreciate it. You know what I mean? We always have a good time, you know. I wanted to share something that I heard on the internet. It's a confession, and it's kind of odd because if you listen to the show, you may have heard the song Work Husband, which is a song that I wrote, produced, and recorded. And it talks about a relationship, an illicit relationship that took place at work. Listen to this, though. This is crazy. Check this out.
What's your craziest confession?
Years back, I met a married guy at work. We started seeing each other. We went on some work team building trip, and one thing led to another. I fell pregnant, and then his wife had to move to a different employment place, and then he came back to get me, and now we work together again.
Still with the wife?
Yes, he's still with the wife, and he's still with me as well, and we're raising our kids together.
Does the wife know about you?
She does know. She does. Woman, no. She does know. Also, I think it's because the husband is bohemian that he's not letting me go. So I think that's also why I stayed.
Are you comfortable with him having the both of you guys?
I mean, he was already married, so it's not like I'm here to replace the wife. I mean, there's nothing I can do. He was already married, and they have kids together. So, yeah. I'm just there like, you know, you're plus one.
Are you happy?
Very happy. Actually, I'm very happy.
Do you want to look at the camera or walk away?
Walk away.
Oh, my God. That is just crazy, huh? She has a baby with a man that she worked with, and now the wife is there working with them. So when I made this song, Work Husband, it wasn't to celebrate the fact that that happens at jobs. It more or less was to show that you can still make the right choice even after making a wrong choice. You don't always have to continue down that path. You can turn around after making a mistake. So that's what that is basically what this song is about. In a nutshell, I wrote about a guy who worked, who was going down that path with a woman at work. And at some point, they both realized they had somebody at home already that loves them very much. And it's time to stop all this and go back to where we should be. This is Work Husband by Ann Taylor. Can we talk about it for a while? Before we take a chance and do this, before we look and back is foolish. Can we talk about it for a while? Before we take a chance and do this, before we look and back is foolish. What I'm doing in the first place. Relationship I'm having in a place. I know it ain't right, but she got me hooked. I don't know how to love with somebody who's at my walk. Cold walk has been a cold walk wife. They don't wear bone both this life. Caught in the rhythm of their life. Before the times made me feel so amazing. Though it was wrong, but it still got me crazy. We share some glasses that can't be forgetting. We both are so what I know who's waiting. Oh, oh. With you I can't control myself. We're hiding in a shell, but no one we can tell. Secret.
trying to only do what I feed out. But the days turning to lies. They both see through the glory lies. We can't deny the chemistry that we have, but we owe it to kind of quick, yeah. Me doesn't whine at home waiting on us.
Before we take a chance and do this, before we looking back, it's foolish. Can we talk about it for a while? Before we take a chance and do this, before we looking back, it's foolish.
This is my first radio interview.
Man, you handled it like a G, though, man. It sounded like it's your 100th radio interview. You did a good job.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I didn't have a million in my head. you can check out my book, The 26 Laws of Doloism, at Amazon.com. You can get The 26 Laws of Doloism. It's a dope book about staying focused on you and not seeing solitude as maybe a punishment or anything, but staying true to you and figuring out who you are so that you can interact with everybody else. You know,
that's dope. That's on Amazon.com.
Yes, sir. And don't forget to check out my song Dolo on all streaming platforms and look out for my EP, Stay From Around Me.
Eric, it's been awesome having you here. Thanks for sharing your story and giving us a peek behind the scenes of your life and music. It's been a real pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Eric Vibes, the man, the myth, and the mystery. Thank you, Eric, man. You know what? It's been real good, man. We're going to stay in touch, man.
All right. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, for real.
No problem. Today is a new opportunity to shine. And commitment is the foundation of your success. Whether it's in your job or relationships, no matter where you are or what you're facing, remember that your potential is limitless. Showing up every day, even when things get tough, leads to growth. Understanding and perseverance will guide you through challenges, teaching you that every small effort counts. Keep your head up, stay focused, and trust the journey. Every step forward brings you closer to something greater. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Aunt Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Aunt Taylor Show. Let's get it. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.